You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Looking at our first set of results for the show today, RCL Foods, the guys that make Omar's Rusks and Nola Mayonnaise and Rainbow Chicken, swinging back into a profit this time around with sales of the group also higher. RCL Foods CFO Rob Field joins the show. Rob, thanks so much for your time. So quite a turnaround in events for the group this time around. Just take us through what happened.
Thanks, Fifi, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for this opportunity. Yes, it is a very good turnaround. The business has performed particularly well this year, especially when you consider the economic environment in which we're trading and the COVID challenges that face all of our businesses and us trying to get food to the nation. But it was pretty much across the board that all of our business units performed exceptionally well, with the exception of chicken. Unfortunately, chicken still suffers some challenges with its breed, the long-standing issue that has unfortunately continued. But for the rest, a really strong demand and good performance by the teams.
Can you just describe to us the consumer behavior and sort of buying patterns that you did witness? Because most people do admit to putting on, you know, a kilo or two or maybe five during the lockdowns as a result of eating more, staying at home. But what were the buying patterns that you witnessed?
There's no doubt there has been a significant shift toward more in-home consumption, in fact, understandably so with the COVID conditions. But I think that played to our basket where, you know, we have exposure across many grocery lines and many staples that were very necessary in this difficult economic climate and pandemic. So there's a counter to it in terms of early on in the pandemic, we suffered quite significantly as a consequence of the food service chains being shut during the hard lockdown. They've since bounced back really well, and we're back at mostly at pre-COVID levels there. So both our exposure to the retail wholesale sector as well as food service has seen stronger demand in this latter part of this year.
But as you mentioned, I mean, not all parts of the business did well. You did talk about the challenges in the chickens business. So take us through your plans there and how you do plan to manage the risks around things like the avian influenza flu.
So, yes, there are, unfortunately, many challenges in the chicken business. The one that's been ongoing for over a year is the challenge with us farming our cob breed. The bird's performance is well below its own standard as well as its competitor set. That translates into very significant cost impact in our supply chain. But, yes, in this period, unfortunately, there have been challenges in the industry with salmonella, with avian influenza. Obviously, the recent unrest is post the year end, but there are significant challenges in that business, and a perfect storm with input commodity costs being as high as they are, and they remaining stubbornly high. So we've done a lot in that business in terms of giving it the focus it needs. The new management team was inserted at the beginning of this calendar year, and they're getting to grips with the challenges and building a new team with a level of independence from our business and really giving it the focus it needs.
Talking about those high input prices or costs that you are facing, what does that mean for the prices that consumers can expect to start paying for the products that you produce?
Yeah, worryingly, that space remains a challenge. Obviously, ourselves and our retail partners do everything we can to try and limit the flow through of that, hence many of the initiatives that our business ran this year were cost focused, other cost focused in terms of trying to mitigate some of the impact. But there is, we know from the food inflation perspective that it's tracking higher than normal inflation. And so we can expect if these prices remain suddenly high, we can expect further pressure to flow through the system, which is obviously not a great outcome.
And just lastly, as you did mention, the effects of the July riots not reflecting in these sets of numbers. So what should we expect in terms of which parts of the income statement will the July riots possibly impact RCL Foods?
We did quote a number, which is not insignificant at 50 million, but It really was largely related to stock losses, the looting that took place out of facilities, mostly rented facilities. So we didn't suffer any physical damage, fortunately. But it's more a direct cost of that lost stock. The impact was more severe for our trading partners, and we've obviously spent the time trying to support the whole supply chain in terms of getting back on its feet and playing the role that we could. But a challenging issue.
All right, Rob. Thanks so much for joining the show. We'll leave it there. Rob Field, CFO at RCL Foods.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.